Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. A possible new location may have been found for some Moline students displaced by a fire last weekend. Tonight, the Moline School Board will hold an emergency meeting. The subject is the possible sale, purchase, or lease of property. A spokesman says the board will hold a closed session first and then meet in public session for a possible decision, and it's in relation to Franklin School. Franklin has been closed all week following a fire on Sunday. Since then, district officials have been looking for a site to move all 270 students in grades K through 5 and about 20 staff. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has signed a bill that would provide state health insurance and Medicaid coverage for abortions. The General Assembly, controlled by Democrats, approved the measure in May, but delayed sending it to Rauner until Monday, in part because he has changed his mind about the plan. Rauner talked about his decision at a press conference this afternoon.
No woman should be forced to make a different decision than another woman would make purely based on her income.
The bill also ensures that abortion stays legal in Illinois if Roe v. Wade is ever overturned. The iWireless Center in downtown Moline has a new name. Starting this Sunday, the 12,000-seat arena and conference center will be called the Tax Slayer Center as part of a $3.3 million deal with a Georgia-based tax and financial services company. Chris Maloney is Tax Slayer's chief marketing officer.
The Tax Slayer Center is known for high-quality facilities and a great overall experience, and with this partnership, we commit to help bring that to the Quad Cities as the Tax Slayer Center.
Maloney says Tax Slayer already serves thousands of Quad Cityans through its online tax return service. This is the first time Tax Slayer will put its name on a large arena. The naming rights deal will last 10 years. The Civic Center in Moline was first called The Mark until iWireless acquired naming rights in 2005. The Iowa Army National Guard will hold community send-off ceremonies tomorrow for nearly 400 soldiers. Iowa Guard spokesman Colonel Greg Hapgood says the members of the 248th Aviation Support Battalion will be deployed overseas for active duty in several nations, including Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, this is a unit that their specialty is repairing, maintaining, and testing what we would call rotary wing aviation assets or various kinds of helicopters. This particular unit is qualified to service and test and maintain multiple variations of U.S. Army helicopters.
Members of the Aviation Support Battalion are based in Davenport, Muscatine, Boone, and Waterloo. Hapgood says this will be Iowa Guard's largest single unit deployment since 2010 and will last about 1 year. The Davenport and Muscatine ceremonies begin at 10 a.m. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.